All right, shut up. I know you, darling. You stay asleep. Okay. Ed, what is it?
No, you're right, Jazz.
What do you want?
Where are you?
It doesn't matter. Oh, no, shh.
How come you're whispering?
I tell you, mind your own. What's up?
Oh, do you want to do something? There's nothing much going on round here. I thought we could have a session before the footy starts.
I'm kind of busy at the moment.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm sleeping. No, sorry. Don't wake up.
Is there someone there with you?
I'll speak to you later, Ed.
Who is she?
I was home to find out.
Oh, come on. Get out of there before the beer goggles wear off.
Ed.
It'll be fun. We'll have a few cans, kick a ball around. Oh, please, mate. I just need to get out of here. I'm going out of my mind. Jazza?
All right.
Oh, cool. All right, well, I'll see you in a bit then.
Well, just give me a while, though. I'm not sure where I am.
So, this happened last night?
Yeah.
What did Matt do? Did he ring or did he come over?
No, it was in the pub. Ian and I had arranged to have a drink with Lillian, so I was a bit surprised when he turned up anyway.
Of course.
Sorry, could you just pass me the cleaning stuff, Mum?
Ah, this.
Thanks. Yeah, he was being so chummy, buying all the drinks, acting as though none of the last week's arguments had ever happened.
Ah, how peculiar.
I know. And then finally, Ian and Lillian went off for a fag, and he came out with it.
And did he tell you why?
Just that he didn't want to deprive Debbie and me of the opportunity to build the digester. And if that meant scaling back the project to the original plan, then so be it.
So, is he going to speak to Brian?
No. Curiously enough, he wants me to.
Ah.
Well, I don't mind, though. Brian only threatened to refuse the lease because Matt kept on pressing for us to take food waste.
Seems as though it worked. And does it include Ruth and David as well?
Seems to. How did Matt put it? Considering the small-scale nature of the project, he thought it would still be appropriate to have Ruth and David back on board.
Oh, very gracious.
Still, like you say, I've got what I wanted. Do you think you could just turn the tap on, Mum?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. After the turmoil of last week, I've decided to give myself the afternoon off. Thought I'd have a good, long, therapeutic soak in the hot tub. When I've finished cleaning it, that is.
Oh, wonderful.
Won't have a chance once harvest has started.
I'll leave you to it, then. I've got a therapeutic afternoon of my own planned.
Oh, yes? What are you doing?
I'm going shopping.
Well, there you are. Where have you been?
Where do you think? I've been walking. I was on the other side of town.
A heavy night, was it, Jazz?
You look well rough.
Soon put that right, though. Hair of the dog. Got the beers in.
Great.
Oh, come on.
It's nipped in.
I don't think so. I rang the bell.
Better have my keys on me. So, come on.
Hey?
How come you're not spending the day with Fallon?
Well, she's working, isn't she?
Aye, so how are you in the pub?
Well, you know how busy it gets on a Sunday.
Oh, come on, you're going to have to do better than that.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't exactly appreciate it, Ed, having to explain to your bud why you're with me all the time.
Well, what are you going on about?
So you're going to tell me what's going on or what?
What is this, Jazza? Can't I just come and chill out with a mate? You found your keys now or what?
Aye.
Well, go on then, open the door. Or do you want me to go and drink these somewhere else?
Yep.
Could you grab that jacket for me? The little bolero one that goes with the dress. Just
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. It's all right, don't come out. There you go.
Thanks.
So how is it?
Oh, well, I'm not sure. The top's very low.
Alan might like that.
Yeah, well, everyone else might get a bit of an eyeful.
So you were saying you're spending a night in London?
Yeah. And we'll go down there later after the wedding, and then the next day we hop on the Eurostar to Paris and then catch the sleeper to Rome.
Sounds romantic.
It does, doesn't it?
You okay in there? Come on. Come out and let me see him.
Okay. What do you think?
Stand in front of the mirror for me.
It's not right, is it?
I see what you mean about the top. Maybe you could pin it somehow around here.
I'm not sure. Although I do love the length.
It is gorgeous.
What have you got there?
Oh, just a skirt. I thought it might be good for the ceremony in Wolverhampton.
Oh, yes, it would. You should try it on.
Oh.
Look, I need to think anyway.
Okay.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I could get it altered. I'm so sure this was going to be the one.
Usha?
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Oh, I spotted you through the window.
Hello, Jennifer.
Is that Ruth? Hello. Are you, looking for something special?
Well, you could say that. My wedding dress?
Oh.
Well, I didn't want to go for the whole meringue thing.
No. I like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I can't make up my mind.
And thanks for the invitation, by the way. Did you get our acceptance?
We did, thank you.
Oh, and I love your wedding list.
Oh, good. I know some people don't like charitable gifts, but well, we've got everything we need.
Well, exactly. Actually, I'm glad I bumped into you. Have you got a minute?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Well, it's just the fete committee on Thursday. And I've been thinking, we had this idea of a medieval theme, but I was wondering if we might change it to roundheads and cavaliers. Yeah. You see, the archaeologist from Felbersham University has been in touch about the, you know, the skeleton that was found in the wood. And they've dated a buckle that they found back to the 17th century.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So it sort of feels appropriate. And I wondered if it might have something to do with the Battle of Hassock Bridge.
Are they going to investigate any further?
No. Though he did say a few of the students might like to dig the site, especially if we could get some amateurs involved. And I was hoping a Civil War theme at the fete might generate some interest, if you all agree.
I don't see why not. You haven't been in touch with a chap called Cormac Troughton, have you?
No, why?
He's a conservation specialist at the uni. I met him through Richard when he was involved with the sealed knot. Oh. You should get in touch.
Ta-da!
Oh, wow!
Ruth, that's lovely.
Really? Is it suitable?
Absolutely. Well, at least one of us has their outfit sorted.
Do you not like the dress?
I'm still not sure.
Oh.
Well, keep trying. You'll know when you've found the right one as soon as you put it on.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know if you've been there, but I know a little boutique-y place just off the parade, and you could try in there.
Well, might as well.
Sure. Well, then we'd better get changed, hadn't we?
Yep.
Oh, by the way, Ruth, congratulations on your little victory.
What's that, Jennifer?
Over Matt, the AD project. It's only right you're involved again.
Hang on a sec. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Where did you hear that?
Oh, yes! He sneaks it past him into the corner.
That was Mail's weight. How was I supposed to get that?
Oh, just because you're too hung over to play. Well, are you going to go get that ball or what?
You get it. At least I really am hungover.
Hey?
Nothing.
No, come on. What's that supposed to mean?
You last Friday night.
Hey?
Get me to give you all the lame excuses to Fallon. You know she thinks there's something going on with you and Emma.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what she was asking me. Did something happen with you two while she was away?
And what did you say?
I tell her you were talking mince.
Did she believe you?
I don't know. I don't really believe it myself. What are you playing at, Ed? Fallon's a cracking lassie. You'd be all right and up to you go and mess that up.
Leave off.
And what for? That selfish wee wench.
Hey, Emma is not.
Arrest my case. And what's she got her, you, eh? Does she just flutter the big eyelashes and you forget what she done to you?
No.
It was me and Fallon that picked you up after it.
I'll give it a rest.
Fallon was the one that helped get you off the crack. That lassie's a diamond. Any man would be proud to have her on his arm. Maybe you should stop dribbling out Emma and realise what you've got there.
Oh, shut up!
Oi!
What, me and Fallon are going through a rough patch at the moment, yeah? We'll get over it.
Ah, well, you'd better. Because I'm your mate, Tay. And Fallon's the best thing that's ever happened to you.
David! Where are you?
In here, love.
You won't believe what I've just... Adam.
Hi, Ruth.
Are you here about...
The digester, yeah.
Jennifer told me. I bumped into her in Felpersham.
Adam's come to try and persuade us back on board.
I was just saying, Ruth, Matt's never going to admit he's made a mistake.
No surprises there.
But at the end of the day, he's guaranteed he won't push for the larger scheme.
Is that what he said?
Absolutely.
He hasn't said it to us, though, has he?
No, but he will. I mean, it just seems such a shame. We've got this far and now Matt's had to back down. Why throw all that away?
It's not just about Matt, though, is it?
What?
Adam, you were with me when we promised the village it would be a smaller scheme. But when Matt first suggested expanding the unit, it's not as if you rejected it outright, is it?
No, I know.
Even last week you were wavering.
Yeah, but David...
The point is, we always knew we were going to have to be wary of Borchester land.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if we can't trust you either...
I wouldn't say it's a trust thing, David.
Oh, well, maybe not.
It's more... We need to know we're all singing from the same hymn sheet. Otherwise, David and I... Well, we're always going to be in the minority.
I understand.
I mean, you know, I do know that it's not just you. I know it's Debbie as well.
Well, I've spoken to Debbie. She understands the situation.
We just need to be certain you're going to be on our side.
Listen, Debbie and I have got a long-term commitment to the community. We don't want to do anything that'll be unacceptable.
Okay.
And as for any future proposals, I'll make sure we discuss everything fully between ourselves before we take a decision to the board.
Well, I think that's all we want to know. David?
Look, I'm sorry if you feel I've been disloyal.
No.
But you have to believe me. You know, I've learnt a lot from this. The very last thing I want is to be Matt's whipping boy.
Well, that I do believe.
So, will you come back on board?
Oh, I don't know. We'd like to, wouldn't we, Ruth?
Absolutely.
But I think we need to hear what Matt has to say for himself first.
Matt?
Oh, hi, Lillian.
What are you doing?
Nothing, I'm just having a nightcap.
3 in the morning?
Yes.
What's wrong, darling? Couldn't you sleep? Oh, Matt, talk to me, sweetheart. What's the matter?
Why have you done this to me, eh?
What?
I wasn't bothered until you started banging on about finding them.
Tiger.
I couldn't have cared less, and now I've got all these thoughts running through my head.
Like what?
Oh.
For goodness sake, I'm sorry if you feel I've been pressurising you, but I mean, this is obviously important. Just be honest. What are you worrying about?
What if she's alive?
Who?
Oh, my mother. There might be some little old lady out there I'm meant to feel some kind of connection to.
You're not obliged to feel anything.
And then you go putting it into my head that I might have brothers and sisters.
You might.
See, I'm on my own, Lillian. That's how it's always been. It's who I am.
Yeah, but you don't have to be.
It's a waste of time anyway. Wouldn't be fair.
What wouldn't be? What are you talking about? Well,
my mother didn't want me when I was a baby. Why would she want me walking back into her life now?
But you've no idea why she had you adopted.
And what if she's had kids since? She probably won't have told them. They won't even know I exist.
Oh, Matt, you're jumping so far ahead. Look, even if you did find your mum, it doesn't mean you have to meet her.
Well, there's no point. She's probably dead anyway. And that's if the records haven't been destroyed.
Oh, you don't know that.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
You just need to take this one step at a time.
What I need to do is get some sleep. I've got meetings in the morning. And I still don't know if this ruddy digester's back on track.
These questions you got, you know, they're not going to go away.
Well, they would if you'd shut up.
We all need to know where we come from.
See, I didn't. Not before.
Are you frightened?
No. Oh. So what if I am?
Oh, Matt. That's okay.
I mean, I might find out there's this whole family out there that I could have had for years.
Yeah. You might. But isn't all this brooding worse, eh? darling, you can't carry on like this. The only thing to do is to get out there and look.
Pip, have you used the bathroom yet? You need to get going and you still haven't had any breakfast. Pip?
Yeah?
Oh, where'd you come from?
I was in the bathroom.
But I thought... Look, if you're not in your room, do you think you could turn your music off?
Okay.
I'm sick of hearing that song.
It's what we're playing on the float on Sunday, from Moulin Rouge.
Delightful.
It's so funny. Claire's mum and dad didn't know what the lyrics meant, you know, voulez-vous coucher.
Yes, I know.
They almost had a fit when she told them.
Listen, Pip.
I can't wait for them to see what she's wearing on the day. Her dad'll pass out. You know, I'm so glad you're not like that.
Hey?
Well, Claire's parents, they're so uptight. I told her my dad would never be like that.
No. Well...
You're much cooler.
Am I? Yeah, well...
David?
Yeah?
Are the boys dressed yet?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, do you think you could go and check?
Yeah, I was just going to.
Well, go on, then.
All right.
What? Pip, you've not been teasing your dad again.
No.
Are you sure?
I haven't been doing anything. Oh, come on, it's funny.
We'll see about that. Go and finish getting dressed. You've only got 10 minutes.
I know.
Oh, and Pip, the Royal Show on Saturday. Do you know when you and Jonathan are performing your song?
I'm not sure, but I'm on the Young Farmer stand all day.
Okay.
So. Are you coming to see us?
Yeah, we'll be there. I've asked Eddie to do the milking. And you know your dad and I are going on Friday as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
You've got a busy weekend, what with the Royal and then the parade on Sunday.
I know. And I want to do a new survey of the Skylark Nest sometime as well.
Maybe you should leave that until next week.
Yeah.
Go on, then. And do your buttons up properly. You're not in the Moulin Rouge now.
What's that?
Nothing.
Are you talking about the parade?
Just telling Pip to get dressed. You're not really stressing about this, are you?
No.
Because there's nothing to worry about.
No, I know. What do you think I am? Uptight or something?
Just don't let her wind you up.
I won't.
Don't suppose you've packed Ben's PE kit, have you?
No, not yet. Hello.
David, it's Annabelle.
Oh, Annabelle.
Where are you?
I'm sorry, it's my daughter's music. Can you hear me?
Yes, just about. I was hoping you'd be free this morning. I'd like to come and speak to you about the digester.
Come in.
It's only me, darling. I brought you some breakfast.
Oh, thanks. I'll have some in a bit.
So what are you up to?
Oh...
Only after our chat this morning,
Lillian...
I know you feel like I'm pushing your tiger, but...
No, oh, look, it doesn't matter. I suppose I'd have told you eventually.
Oh, you're looking at the website.
Yeah.
So you've decided to...
Well, look, I don't know why I'm having all these feelings. It's not like me.
Matt.
But you're right, I've got to do something about it, and it's like you say, I only have to go so far.
This really is the right thing to do.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just annoyed at myself for getting all... Oh, I don't know. I don't understand it.
We all change, don't we? I mean, and if you've suppressed these feelings all your life... All right. I know you don't believe in psychobabble.
No, it's not that.
So what is it then?
Well, maybe it's true. Maybe deep down I have always wanted to know more.
Well, what have you found out so far?
That I need to get hold of my original birth certificate.
And how do you do that?
Well, it shouldn't be too hard. I know my mother's maiden name.
Oh?
Cave.
Cave?
And I know my date of birth, so if I take that to social services, they should be able to dig it out.
Then we should make an appointment. I mean, I suppose there must be an office in Borchester.
No.
What?
My birth was registered in Peckham.
Well, so, surely we can still speak to social services here.
No, I'd rather go to London.
Okay.
I'm going down for business in a couple of weeks anyway.
But don't you want to get started on this now?
I'm very busy at the moment. I'd rather not take time out especially. It's been 60 years, 2 more weeks won't hurt.
If that's what you want to do.
I'll give Southwark Social Services a bell and make an appointment.
All right. I'm really so happy that you're doing this, though, you know. I mean, I'm not saying it'll be easy.
No.
But you're not alone, Tiger. I am here for you.
Yeah. I know. I know. But this bit I want to do on my own, OK? So you're just going to have to give me a bit of space. All right.
I just want to make it clear, it was never our intention to proceed without your agreement. Of course, we want unanimity across the board.
Well, I have to say, Annabelle, that's not the impression Matt gave.
No.
He seemed to expect us just to fall into line.
Matt can be very forthright when it comes to doing business.
You can say that again.
But that doesn't mean he doesn't listen to his partners. We can all bring different things to this project. Borchester Land has brought the extra investment you need, as well as Matt's contacts and my legal expertise.
And what do we bring to the project?
Well, you...
Because Matt seemed to think that he would prefer a less short-sighted partner.
Did he?
That's what he said.
We're just curious as to why you're so keen to have us back on board.
Look, sometimes things are said in the heat of the moment that aren't particularly helpful. But you both bring a huge amount to the table. It's your project. You initiated it with Home Farm. Borchester Land can't run the digester or provide the raw resources.
Yeah, that's true. But look, you see, this all sounds very plausible coming from you, but I can't help wondering why Matt isn't here to say it.
Everything I've said to you represents how Matt feels too. Yes, admittedly, in view of the recent disputes, we thought it would be better if I came to talk to you. But we both speak for Borchester Land, and this is our genuine position. I do hope you don't feel I'm deceiving you on that.
No, no.
That's fair enough.
I don't honestly know what else to say, except to ask if you're willing to come back on board.
Well...
As I say, I would have preferred to hear this from Matt, although I appreciate what you're saying.
I think maybe we need to discuss it between ourselves.
Oh, of course. Well, in that case, I'll leave you to it. Thanks for sparing the time to listen to me.
No, no, thanks for coming round.
Hopefully I'll hear from you soon.
Yeah.
Bye then.
Bye, Annabelle.
Bye. What do you think of that, then?
She's very convincing, isn't she?
Bit too convincing?
Oh, I don't know.
I have to say, I wasn't sure when she said Matt felt the same. I think she's the one who's pushing for us to come back.
Well, then she must have talked him round.
Mm.
And if you believe what Adam said yesterday...
Well, yeah, of course.
Then Matt really is on his own. Seems a bit daft to stay out of it now.
Well, I suppose we have got all the guarantees we need.
Exactly. As long as Brookfield and Home Farm stick together, then there's nothing Matt and Annabelle can do.
Are we settled, then?
I guess. Looks like we're back in business.
What a flaming nerve!
Matt, it's not like that.
They should be grateful we're asking them back.
Well, they do have their pride.
Yeah, so do I.
They'll come round. I'm pretty good at reading people and they're not going to turn us down.
Yeah, if you say so.
I do. Look, I need to go.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Oh, I hear Bridge Farm's planning objection has reached the committee.
Oh, you are well informed.
It's my job. We ought to meet up at some point and discuss our best line of attack.
Well, drop me a line. We should do lunch, maybe.
Sure.
Matt?
Yeah, I'll see you then.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Bye.
Darling, are you off?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you didn't say. Look, have you called social services?
Lillian, I've got to go.
But I only want to know if you made an appointment.
Well, I did.
Oh, good. Now, were they nice to you?
What?
Well, was the person you spoke to pleasant?
It was social services. I said I wanted to make an appointment. They gave me a time.
Oh, all right.
Okay, then.
But look, would you like me to come to Peckham with you?
Look, Lillian,
I mean, we could speak to them together.
I told you.
Surely you'd feel better with some company.
I'm fine, Lillian. Look, I know what you're trying to do, but...
No. No, darling, if that's what you want.
Just don't rush me. I'll do this my way. Okay?
Thank you, Joe. That was terrific.
They got a nice place, them Partridges.
I've always wanted to see inside the big house. It was lovely to finally go inside.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, and thanks for paying for me to go in. I always thought it was a bit too pricey myself.
It was my pleasure, Joe. It was worth it just for our guide. Is there anything that that man doesn't know about?
Yeah, not much.
Hardly any of it seemed to be about the history of the house. Who was that Frieder he kept going on about?
Oh, it's Bert's missus, that is.
Does she ever get a word in?
Yeah, not very often, no.
Right then, so where are we going now?
Yeah, hold on. I haven't done my seatbelt up yet.
Oh, dear. I'm going to have to call the rental company. There's something wrong with reverse. You got it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All strapped in.
Right then, let's hit the road.
Yeah, watch out.
What?
There was a car behind you.
Oh, the mirrors in this car. They're too small. All clear now?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. If it's okay with you, I'd like to buy some stamps so I can send my postcard.
Oh, that's fine. We'll go back to Ambridge.
Well, can I get them there?
From the post office.
Well, don't give me directions. I want to see if I can remember my way back.
Hey, Mildred.
Oh, have some faith, Joe. I always find my way.
Can I just say one thing? You're driving on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, wow. Georgie, look at all this scrummy food. Are you going to come and have some?
In a minute.
Oh, don't go too close to the bank. Do you want a glass of lemonade?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you so much for doing this.
No problem.
When you said we should have a picnic, I wasn't expecting all this. Must have taken you ages.
Well, I did it when I got in last night. I didn't have much else to do.
George, I'm going to need to wipe your hands.
And, I've been thinking a lot about what you said the other week.
Oh, Will.
You're right. We got to do something about Georgie's
behaviour.
Well,
it's not just up to you, though.
Oh, I know.
I mean, my gran, she can be a nightmare. All the sweets and the junk food she gives him.
It still starts with us, doesn't it? So I just thought if we did a few things together, it might be good for him.
Yeah, I guess so. But please don't feel guilty. You've got to stop beating yourself up, okay?
Okay. Come on, Georgie, now. Do as your mummy says.
This all looks lovely. Are them Brie and Cranberry?
Yeah. You do still like them, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they're my favourite.
Thought so.
Oh, wow.
Go on, then. Better tuck in, hadn't you?
So did you have a good time on Sunday?
Yeah, it was okay.
You know, we had the match on the big screen. You could have come over.
Yeah, I know, but, well, me and Jazza, we'd already had a few beers and...
Sure.
Sorry.
No, I mean, you can do what you want. It just would have been nice to see you.
It was funny, though. Jazza was a right wreck.
Yeah?
See, they'd been caning it the night before. Remember, I told you they were having a new rave night in town. Supposed to be amazing.
Well, we could have gone if you liked. Well, maybe next time. Eh? Ed?
Hmm?
You all right?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Will and Emma. We're at a picnic or something.
Yeah. Ed?
Sorry, no, it's just they don't normally take George out together, that's all.
Well, it's good to see him getting along.
Hmm?
For George, I mean. I mean, it must be nice for him to spend some time with his parents.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on, I need to get home.
Sure.
My shift's starting soon.
Sorry, I was listening.
It's fine, it didn't matter anyway.
Watch out! You idiot!
Who was that?
It was Grandad and Mildred. They almost ran you down.
Oh, don't fret. There was plenty of room.
But it was Ed and Fallon.
Really?
Pull over.
What?
The village shop's just here. Pull over. Pull over!
I've gone past it now.
Oh.
You didn't say soon enough.
Any road, you better go round.
Round what?
The green. Turn right. Here. Right.
Here?
Yes, turn right now.
Well, what was that?
Oh, nothing. You just tap the curb.
Oh, I'm in the wrong gear now. What do I need to be in?
My note!
What is it now?
This is Woolly's cat. Didn't you see it?
No. I was looking at the gear stick. This isn't like driving in Canada. The roads are so much wider back home.
Oh, lucky Canada. Oh, another right in the Glebe Lounge.
Oh, I see. Very clever. We're going all the way around.
That's right.
Right again?
No. Just pull up here. I think we should walk from here. We're close enough.
An ice cream? No, George.
Maybe in a little while.
If you're good. Here, have some more of your juice.
No.
Okay. Well, why don't you see if you can catch a grasshopper? Look, there's one over there. Listen.
Well, that's distracted him, isn't it?
Yeah, for how long, though?
Oh, not long.
Oh, this is nice.
You're looking more relaxed.
Oh, I'm feeling it.
How have you been doing?
Yeah, all right. Not been brilliant.
No?
I'm getting there.
Good.
Doing stuff like this is really great. I mean, to be honest, I don't much like being at home when George isn't around. There's not much point, really. May as well stay at work.
You're doing lots of hours, then?
Fair few.
I will.
Nah, it's okay. Need to keep on top of things anyway. What with Matt breathing down my neck over the poison bird thing. And I love it, don't I? Anyway, what am I going to do with myself at home?
Yeah, I suppose.
Just not much fun going back to an empty house.
You should try going home to your parents.
Your mum and dad aren't so bad.
No, I know, but it's not like...
What?
Oh, you know. Oh, you're just really missing Nick, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess. And the kids.
Exactly.
Oh, but it's more than that. A house should be a home. When it's not, unless you've got your family with you. I so wanted George to want to be there. Buying him treats, not saying no to him.
Yeah, what did I tell you?
But that's what I'm saying. It's really about things like this, you know. Spending some quality time. Doing stuff with George and you. As long as I know I've got that to look forward to. Nothing's really that bad.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I knew you'd think so too.
George? George, are you caught something?
Yeah.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh. Ah, it's a beetle. Oh, yeah, that's a big one, isn't it?
Can I have ice cream now?
Oh.
Well.
You didn't eat all your sandwiches.
He has been very good, though. I think if we all had an ice cream, that would be fair enough.
Yeah, ice cream.
What do you reckon, Mummy? Should we go to the shop?
Oh, all right. But you have to promise me one thing, George.
What?
You're going to eat all of your tea.
Ed, you don't have to do that.
No, that's all right.
Well, I'll put the glasses away. Come on, that's my job.
Oh, I don't mind.
You know, you don't have to stay.
Hmm?
I mean, when you've had your sandwich, it looks like it's going to be a pretty quiet afternoon.
Why? Don't you want me here?
Well, yeah, of course, but it's not very interesting. Don't want to bore you. Ed?
What?
Do you want to do something tonight? I'm not working. We could see a band or something.
Let's go away.
What?
That's what we should do.
Go away where?
Oh, I don't know. Anywhere. Let's just get out of the village.
Okay.
We could go at the end of the week if you like.
Ed, what's got into you?
I could swap a couple of days with Oliver and you'll be able to get the time off, won't you?
Yeah, I guess.
So where do you want to go? How about the coast?
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I haven't been to the seaside since...
Oh...
Oh, we could go to Woolacombe again. I could see if we get a room at the same hotel.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh, we had such a great time before, didn't we?
Until you broke your toe.
Yeah, well, I'll be a bit more careful this time, won't I?
Ed, what's brought this on?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Well, I guess not. Oh, I think it's a brilliant idea. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Are you, Grandad?
A bit less of that, if you don't mind. You'll put the customers off their porch scratching.
Shut up.
What can I get you, Joe?
Sherry's and an orange juice, please, love.
Ice?
Please, and pour us a whiskey as well, will you?
Well, I hope you're staying off the roads after that little lot.
Oh, too right. I need something to steady me nerves.
You and Mildred almost not falling over.
Yeah, I know.
I hope she didn't scare you too much, love. She scared me half to death.
It's okay,
Joe. You know, I tried to get her to slow down. I didn't know what to do. I'm terrified of getting in that car with her again.
Hi there, Ed.
Yo.
Fallon?
Oh, all right, Mildred. Don't say anything, Ed. I'm fine.
I thought I said I'd bring the drinks over.
I know, but I wanted to say hello. You know who we just met in the village shop, Ed?
No.
Your brother and his boy.
Oh.
Like father, like son. And Emma, too.
Right.
One happy little family. Joe's told me a little about them all. It's so wonderful how they can still get on.
Yeah, well, I only told you some odds and ends.
There's your orange juice, Mildred.
Oh, thanks, honey. And have you two lovebirds had a good day?
Yeah, we have. We're going on holiday.
Oh?
At the end of the week.
Well, you ain't leaving me on my own, are you? Your mum and dad are flying off to Spain Sunday.
I'll look after you, Joe.
Okay, we're only going for a couple of days.
We're going to Woolacombe Bay.
Woolacombe?
It's in Devon. Just the two of us.
Lovely. Oh, to be young and in love.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant, isn't it?
Okay, then. Have you got everything?
Oh, I think so.
Right.
Oh, thanks again. It's been really nice.
Are you going to bring him over tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Because I can pick him up for his tea if you want.
No, it's okay. I'll drive him.
All right.
All right, say bye-bye, Georgie.
Bye.
See you, matey.
Let's see if Nana's in. Right, bye, Will.
Yeah, bye. Emma?
Yeah?
You don't want to have tea at mine as well, do you? I mean, if you're not doing anything. Well, it's like you've been saying, it's good for George.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Great.
Right. I'll see you tomorrow then.
Yeah, all right. See you tomorrow.
So, this is the first page you come to.
Okay.
And there's a link to that via the village website.
Right.
And then if you click on the swap club boards there. Oh, come on. There we go.
Oh, what's Jill put on there? Oh, very nice, strawberry jam.
Yeah, so if we click on her, there you see, Jill's got two jars that she'd like to swap. And then if you click on reply, see, you can make an offer.
Oh, brilliant. Well done, Jennifer. You've done a fantastic job.
There was one thing, Pat, though. Yeah? Well, a few people have been in touch wondering how they should value what they have to swap.
Well, isn't that down to individual negotiations?
Perhaps, but I think people tend to be very polite.
Yeah.
And I just thought we might need to, well, some sort of valuation system. Maybe even an alternative currency.
Oh, I don't think we want to go down the route of the Totnes pound. I mean, that's an actual physical currency.
No, but perhaps a virtual equivalent.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. A unit could be worth, say, 50p. So, let's say a jar of Jill's jam will be worth maybe 3 or 4.
Tea!
What?
Transition equivalent. No. T-E-A. Transition equivalent in Ambridge. Yeah, and it wouldn't be a hard and fast rule, just a guide so that people can put a rough approximation on how much they're looking to swap for.
Well, exactly.
Mum?
Oh, yes, darling.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, don't worry.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, Pat. I just need to ask a favour.
Oh?
I'm going to move the combine up to one of the estate fields tomorrow afternoon. I was hoping you'd be free to...
Drive ahead in the Land Rover.
You've got it?
Well, of course, darling. I'm around all day.
Oh, thanks. I won't be starting until the weekend anyway, but I want to get the combine up there before I go to the Royal.
Oh, when are you going?
Friday.
So am I.
Well, great. I'll see you there then.
Oh, Adam, sorry, before you rush off, I just wanted to say,
yeah.
I know we disagreed about the digester, but I really was sorry when I heard about Matt.
What?
It's just so typical of him to come crashing in with his bully boy tactics.
Oh, Pat.
So I was so pleased when I heard you and David had stood up to him. Even though that's meant you can't carry on with the project.
The digester's still going ahead, Pat.
Oh.
We had a few problems last week, but we're back on track now.
But I heard...
So that... I'd better get on. Thanks for saying you'll help with the combine, Mum.
What was that?
Oh, Brian, is Rory okay?
Yeah, he's playing outside with Fly. What were you saying about the combine?
Only that Mum's going to help me move it tomorrow.
Oh, well, do you need me to escort you as well?
No.
I'm sorry, Pat.
I've already asked Jeff to bring up the rear.
I think we've finished now anyway, haven't we?
I don't mind, Adam.
Look, come on, it's got a bit crowded in here.
And Jeff's free to do something else.
Honestly, Brian.
Oh, we'll leave these two to bicker.
We're not bickering, Mum. I'm just saying I don't need to bother you, Brian.
See you then.
I'm sure you've got your own work to be getting on with.
Yeah, of course I have.
Thanks, but I've got all the help I need.
Oh, I don't know. Those two. I thought things might change once Adam and Debbie had taken over running the farm.
So what's happened with the digester?
Oh.
I'm sure it was all off.
No, no. Well, yes, almost. At one point, Matt was threatening to move the whole thing onto the estate.
No.
But, well, it all seems to have calmed down now, and they've agreed to leave the scheme as it is.
So it won't be this larger plan that everyone's been talking about?
No, no. Well, I'll keep working on the tea.
Hmm?
For the swap club.
Oh, yes.
And I'll write up a guide of equivalent values, but if we keep the value quite small, so, say, a punnet of raspberries is about 40s?
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, what about the car journeys? If you're sharing a lift, tea could be about a mile.
That sounds about right.
Oh, that's good. Right. Well, I'll send it to you to check before I put it on the website.
Okay.
And get on with it now, then. Okay, bye then, Pat.
Oh, yeah, all right, Jennifer. Bye then.
Bye.
That's not what I'm saying, Adam. I'm just surprised you're not starting on home farmland first.
There's some barley up on the estate that's more than ready for cutting. That's why I'm starting there.
All right.
In any case, Deb is keen for me to get started.
Really?
Yeah, not that that's the reason I'm doing it. I'm judging it entirely on the readiness of the crop and efficient use of machinery.
I'm sure you are. Look, it's not I don't trust you.
Really, Brian, you don't need to worry.
All I'm saying is that I'm here if you need me.
Thank you. But I don't. Everything's under control.
Oh, you're not still at it, are
you? We were just finishing, Mum.
Well, that's good, because I've got work to do, and I could do without the pair of you getting under my feet.
George, no. You've got to be nice to the chickens. They won't lay properly if you chase after them. Come here. You help me put these duck eggs in the coop, eh? You take those. Now, careful now, you got them?
Yeah.
Now, this girl here, she's feeling a bit broody, so we're going to fool her and put those ones under so she thinks they're hers.
Dad?
Go on. Can you put them in a nest?
Dad, I need to take George now.
Okay. Good lad.
What are you up to?
Oh, I thought it'd be fun for George to hatch some ducklings.
Oh, yeah. You've been helping Grandad.
Chickens are stupid.
They are a bit, aren't they? Come on, we've got to go to Daddy's now. We're going to have our tea there.
Oh, you're eating at Will's too?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Oh, nothing. Just you don't normally do that.
No, I know, but Will's been really great at the moment. We're both trying to improve his discipline.
Oh, well, fair enough. George, come on now.
Yeah.
What did I say,
this way, sweetheart.
Go with Mummy.
Goodbye.
Well, you have a good time.
Cheers, Dad.
Yeah. Emma. Emma, you and Will. I hope you have a nice evening together.
No, that can't be true, surely.
Afraid so. When I tried to ask Jennifer more about it, she couldn't get rid of me fast enough.
Oh, there's your change.
Thank you.
Oh, don't believe it.
Well, at least they've abandoned the idea of building an even larger digester.
I know, but still. Oh, sorry, Pat. I need to tie up these unsold newspapers.
I mean, in a funny way, they were on the right track. Using food waste for energy is a good idea.
Well, yeah, as long as it's not in the middle of a village.
Exactly. But actually growing food for fuel. I mean, haven't they been watching the news lately?
Oh, it's balmy.
How the economics stand up, I've got no idea. Can't make sense to run the digester with grain at the current price.
Oh, you're right. Neil can barely afford to feed his pigs at the moment.
No, nor Tom. Anyway, on a more optimistic note, though, have you seen the Swap Club message board?
Oh, yeah, I had a look at it last night.
It's great, isn't it?
Jennifer's very clever. I was thinking, actually, Pat, what with the fate coming up, maybe we ought to have a stall for the swap club.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, then people can bring stuff on the day to exchange. I thought I might run it, actually.
Oh, well, if you've got the time.
Well, I think it's good, isn't it, if people know who's behind this initiative. You know, just so they know where to come if they've got any questions.
Why not? It's a great way of getting more of the village involved.
Oh, good. Although, I don't know how much good it'll do.
Hey.
Well, after what we've been saying, if it really is all global markets and big business and projects like the digester...
No,
you have
Susan.
To wonder what difference you make.
You mustn't think like that.
Lots of people doing small things can change the world.
Oh, maybe.
Well, that's what I believe. Oh, I think I'd have given up years ago if I didn't. Brian?
Jenny?
I thought you could do with a coffee.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
Are you okay?
Hmm? Yes, it's good.
You're not upset, are you, darling? You weren't asked to help move the combine?
Why would I be upset?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought... Well, I'm sure Adam just didn't want to impose. I mean, it's not as though you're not busy.
No, I know. No, it's fine.
And, Brian...
What?
It is important he doesn't feel you're looking over his shoulder.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, you could be using this time to relax. Or spend time with Rory.
I am.
And me. I'm just saying, look, Adam and Debbie are running the farm now. You really must try to trust them.
And I do, darling. Look, in fact, those were exactly the words I used to Adam.
Okay.
If he thinks he can manage, then I couldn't be more delighted.
Right. Well, are you sure?
Of course. You can see how much paperwork I've got to contend with. And in fact, I need to catch up with some emails to Hungary when I've got time.
Good.
Though he'll probably start to struggle when he gets into the bulk of the harvest.
Brian.
But if Adam doesn't think he needs me, well, that's fine. Goodness, I mean, look at all this. I've got plenty of things to do in my time, Jenny. Believe me.
All right then, Colin. I'll see you on Friday.
Neil?
Yeah, oh, well, take care. Yeah, bye.
Oh, sorry, love. I didn't realise. Who was that?
Colin Kennedy. I was checking he was all right for the extra practices.
Oh, yeah.
Well?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, I've put the pasta Emma didn't have in the fridge. You can have it for your lunch tomorrow if you like.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Have you spoken to Christopher about the ringing yet?
Yeah, he was trying to get out of it, but I said to him, we've all got to pull our weight or we won't have a chance in the competition.
He has got his farrier exams, sir.
Yes, I know.
And you're always on at him about doing enough revision.
Yeah, go on at him about not wasting time playing his computer games. Anyway, it'll be good for him to have a break.
Well, just remember, this is the end of all that hard work. Winning the ringing competition won't mean much if he's still not qualified.
It's all right, Susan, all right.
So, what are you going to do now?
I've got a stack of invoices I need to deal with.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to have a bath then.
All right, fine.
Oh, listen, is that Emma?
What?
I thought I heard a car door. She's back late. George really ought to be in bed by now.
Particularly when that's the reason she told me she was going over there. You know, to improve his discipline.
You don't think, do you?
I don't know, Susan.
They did have that art to art the other week.
Yes, well, don't start prying.
Oh, would I? Oh,
if there is something going on, we should leave them to
it. I know, I know. Hello, Laya. Come on in, you come, Georgie. What's happening? What are you two up to?
Nothing.
No.
You were just going up to have a bath, weren't you, Susan?
Oh, yeah, that's right. George, take your shoes off.
Well, you're going then?
Oh, yeah, yes, I'm going.
All right, that's a good boy and the other one.
So, did you have a nice time at Will's?
Yeah, it was good, thanks. George enjoyed himself, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Now put them away neatly, that's it.
And what about you?
Huh?
Well, you and Will seem to be seeing a lot of each other at the moment.
Dad.
Yeah?
What did I tell you?
I know. I didn't say a word.
Well, can't we just be friends? Will's been having a really tough time recently.
Yes, of course.
He's lonely and I feel sorry for him.
I only thought...
Well, don't.
Okay.
Because there's nothing going on. Me and Will are way beyond any of that. All right?
All right, Adam. I'm ready. Shall I set off then? Righto. Okay.
Hold on. Well, go on, Rory. Go on, up you get.
Okay.
Let's get you strapped in.
What are you doing?
Well, I thought we'd come along for the drive. You know how much Rory likes watching the big combine.
But I...
Don't you, fella?
Oh, yeah.
There we go. You comfy? Right.
Oh, for goodness sake.
did I say to you yesterday, Brian?
Yeah, I know. But I can spare the time. And Rory does enjoy it. You all set back there?
Ready.
Okay, then. Well, go on, Jenny. Adam's waiting.
Oh.
Look, don't you worry. Once you get to Woolacombe, you'll have a great time.
This is just what you need.
Yeah, I hope so.
How's the packing going?
Fine. It's not like I need very much. We're only down there for one night.
Oh, you still need to choose carefully. Oh, these are nice.
Mum!
When did you get them?
Yesterday. Give me those.
Oh, lovely. Hey, has Ed told you where you're staying yet?
Oh, yeah. He couldn't get a room at the hotel we were in last time.
Oh, no.
That's okay. He's managed to find a little B&B. To be honest, I don't really care as long as we don't end up in Casualty again.
That's true. Hey, you tell him from me. If he goes in the sea, he's to stay away from the rocks.
Oh, I will.
You want him on top form.
I just want to have a laugh. Like before I went away.
Oh, fell in love.
You're right, though. Maybe this'll do the trick.
Yeah, of course it will. You'll have some proper time together. I'm sure it'll put everything right.
Who was that?
Oh, who do you think? Oh. Alan! Oh, he does scare me, charging around the lanes on that bike. Oh, it reminds me, actually. You know I won't be in tonight.
What?
Oh, I did tell you.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's the Fate Committee.
I know, I know. Look, if you pull up on the verge here, then Adam's got space to manoeuvre.
Oh, I have done this before, you
yeah,
know.
I'm only saying, darling, that this is a particularly tricky gateway.
You okay, Rory? Are you watching the combine?
I can see Adam.
Still can't fathom why he started up here.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, we could have waited another week. Got our own crops that are ready.
Well, I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
I think Debbie's been putting pressure on him. Said as much himself. Now, at the end of the day, Adam has to trust his own judgment, I suppose. Debbie can only do so much from abroad.
So what do you think we should get Alan and Usha for their wedding present?
Eh?
Well, I like the idea of getting them a pair of goats. Or how about the school books or a donkey plough?
What do they want goats for?
Well, the presents of a charity. They're towards projects in Africa. In the third world.
Careful!
Oh, what now?
Adam's taking it very tight. He almost had the fence post out.
Oh.
If he's struggling, he could always have asked me to do it.
Brian, how long has Adam been driving the combine?
I know, but there's no point taking a risk.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
He really is close.
Brian!
What?
Look. Look, he's through now.
Oh, yes. Well...
There, you see? He's done it perfectly.
Oh, Usha, that's wonderful.
I'm so relieved.
When did you call them?
They called me this afternoon.
So your parents are coming to the church ceremony as well?
They're coming to both. Ma even came on the phone to talk to me.
Oh, it's great news.
Oh, I was so worried they wouldn't be there.
What about Shiv, though? I mean, now he's going to be there. Won't your dad want to give you away?
We talked about that. He's more than happy for Shiv to do it. And I think it would have been a step too far for Pa, anyway.
Oh.
Well, I'm pleased Shiv's going to be involved with both.
Be with you in a sec, Alan.
No worries, Jolene.
Hopefully it'll help my parents see it as two families coming together.
Mm. Well, I got an interesting reply today.
Oh, yeah?
From Shula. She and Alistair won't be coming to the wedding. Apparently they have a prior engagement.
Oh, really?
Mm, do you believe that?
Well, no. But then she had to say something. At least she's got some integrity.
Mm.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem.
No. What'll it be?
I'll have a tonic with ice, please.
And a pint of your guest ale for me.
Right. Hey, I hope you brought your thinking caps with you. Mm-hmm. We need to come up with some good ideas tonight.
Yeah, indeed.
I was thinking of maybe doing a hog roast. You know, like a... like a kind of medieval banquet type thing?
Yeah.
Although I can't say I've been very inspired by the medieval theme.
Not really.
Well, actually...
Isn't it all jousts and Henry VIII and naughty priests corrupting the local maidens?
Oh, you wish.
There you go.
I was about to say, I bumped into Jennifer when I was out shopping. She wondered if we could change it to a Civil War theme.
Oh, yeah?
Roundheads and cavaliers.
Well, it might have a bit more potential.
But I was going to sell indulgences.
Well, you won't be able to.
So when did you see Jennifer?
On Sunday. I was looking for my wedding dress.
Oh, have you found one yet?
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't really ask.
Oh, it's okay. You know, I haven't had much luck so far. He's all right, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got all his clothes sorted out.
Well, it's easy for them. They just have to go down to the Irish shop.
Oh, no, this is for the Hindu side of things.
You're going to be wearing a Jaipuri suit, aren't you?
Mm.
Oh.
It's like a blend of East and Western styles. So, the jacket doesn't have a collar and there's embroidery down the front.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
And I'm going to wear a waistcoat and a tie with it as well.
That'll be £5.60, please.
I can't wait for Amy to see you in it.
Right, I'm off now, Mum.
Oh, are you going? Where's Ed?
Oh, he's waiting outside.
Well, come in, come in.
I think he's just keen to get going. We don't want to get down there too late.
Where are you going?
Woolacombe Bay.
Oh, yeah, I know Woolacombe.
Do you?
Yeah, we had a holiday down there where Amy was a toddler.
Oh, well, we're only going for one night.
A romantic trip away, hey?
Yeah.
Well, you have a lovely time.
Huh? I will. Bye then.
Yeah. Bye, love.
Oh, happy anniversary for tomorrow.
Oh, is it your anniversary?
Yeah, it most certainly is. 6 years and still going strong.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Usha.
Oh, goodness me, it's all getting a bit loved up round here, isn't it? Okay, well, nice to see you, Ed.
Yep, yeah, see you, Jennifer.
Yeah, take care. Hello, Fallon.
Hi. You know, you could have come in.
I thought you said you were ready.
I was. Ta. Been waiting for you to finish milking.
Well, then there's not a problem, is there?
No, I guess not.
Right then.
Ed?
Yeah?
Thanks for arranging this. It means a lot to me.
Oh, don't be daft. Okay.
Ed?
What?
Come here. This is just going to be about you and me. Okay?
Yeah.
Good. We're going to have a great time. Come on then, Ed Grundy. Whisk me away.
Best laughing, Cavalier.
Or Pelt the Puritan.
We could have the tug of war, round Eds versus Cavaliers.
Oh, yes.
That's a great idea.
Well, yes, it could be the main focus of the page.
Although we'll need team captains.
Yeah, absolutely, we'll need a King Charles and an Oliver Cromwell.
Well, I know he should be the king.
Who? Sid?
No. Although, now you mention it.
I've always taken him to be a bit of a monarchist.
No, I was thinking of Kenton.
Kenton?
Seriously, the long hair, the flouncy cuffs, he'll love it.
I don't know what you're suggesting.
Oh, come on. The one thing you can be sure about Kenton is he's game for a laugh.
Oh, that's true.
I'm sure he'd be up for it if I asked.
Yeah, what about Cromwell then?
Tricky.
Hey, what about Oliver? I mean, our Oliver. He's Cromwell's namesake, and he's a gentleman farmer.
Maybe.
Or Brian.
Oh, well, I can't see him agreeing to that.
Well, Mike, then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike would be good.
Yeah, I could see him leading his troops across the countryside. What?
Sorry, I'm just picturing it.
Well, he used to be a union secretary.
Well, I'll ask him anyhow.
Great.
Well, I am glad I suggested changing the theme. Mm. And we haven't even got all the fake committee here yet.
Yeah, I could get in touch with the Sealed Knot. I'm sure they'd be happy to do something, even if it's just, well, a few people in period costume.
Oh, that reminds me, Usha. I've been in touch with Cormac.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to see him at the university. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Fantastic.
Right, well, better hope the rest of the committee like our idea.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Otherwise, we might have a brand new civil war on our hands.
What is that smell?
Oh, no idea.
Oh, it's like lavender and disinfectant.
Oh, it's like old people's own.
Oh.
Is that light switch?
Oh, I've got it. Oh, no.
You've got to be kidding me.
Look at the wallpaper.
Oh, forget the wallpaper. It's in the bed.
Check out the orange gloss on the skirting boards.
I'm sorry.
Don't be silly.
It looks all right on the internet.
Yeah, well, we should have guessed as soon as we met the landlady.
Yeah, that's true. Don't think she was going to let us stay when she first saw us.
Yeah, well, we're not married, are we?
She's never seen a young couple before.
Yeah, well, I reckon we could give her something to talk about if we try hard enough.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really not that bad. The bed's quite comfy, actually. Ed?
Hmm?
So, about an early night?
Yeah.
You'll come here then. I've been looking forward to this. A night to ourselves, not having to listen to Sid or Joe's snoring.
Yeah.
Tonight we don't have to worry about anyone except us. Oh, Fallon. Just you and me. Mm. You okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
No, I'm fine, honestly.
Oh, good. Well, let me take these off you. You just lie back and relax. Got a surprise for you. I went shopping yesterday. I'll have to take this off before you see what it is, though.
Fallon.
What?
I'm sorry.
What is it?
I'm sorry, I can't.
What are you talking about? Ed?
It's not you, it's... It's just this room. Doesn't exactly get you in the mood, does it? Well, let's go out, yeah?
What?
Well, we'll find a pub. Stop at a time before last orders, isn't it?
Oh, great. So you need to be drunk?
No, of course not. But at least when we come back, that old bag downstairs will be asleep. It's probably listening at the door.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Sure, I mean... Yeah, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Just make it up to me later, okay?
The Moulin Rouge, eh? I'm sorry I'm going to miss that.
Aren't you coming to the balls at Chichot this year?
Well, we're off to Torremolinos, ain't we?
Oh, of course.
We'll probably be up in the clouds by then.
You must be looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Ready.
Oh, morning, David.
Oh, Heidi.
Are you done?
Yeah, seen to the Herefords.
All right, I'll go and tell Jill we're off then.
Okay.
See you later, Eddie.
Yeah, see ya.
And thanks again.
Yeah, cheers, Eddie. It's good of you to come in.
Oh, no problem. When do you reckon you'll be back?
Well, I don't expect we'll leave the Royal too late. We might see you before you finish the evening milking.
Yeah, well, if not, don't worry.
Okay. Right then.
Hey, David, Ruth's been telling me about the Borsetshire show on Sunday. Bit risky, innit?
What?
Pip and her young farmer's float.
Oh.
When me and Clary went to Paris, I wanted to go to the Moulin Rouge.
Right.
You were all right, mate?
Hmm?
It's just, you're looking a bit pale.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Fallon, time to wake up.
Ed? What are you doing?
I've brought us some breakfast.
You're dressed?
Yeah, I woke up early. Oh. I figured we wouldn't want to have breakfast here, not with Mrs. Mangle glowering over us.
So, what have you got there?
Pancakes. Went to that little cafe we went past last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's one with chocolate, and there's one with apples and syrup. Take your pick.
You didn't have to do this. I'd have preferred to wake up with you in bed.
Oh.
But this is lovely. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, who am I kidding? Chocolate.
Yeah, thought so.
Do you want to get in?
No, I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll just use this dressing table.
Okay. This is delicious.
So, what do you reckon we should do today? We've got that place on the front, hire a bodyboard.
Yeah.
Got all those boats to go out into the bay.
But that'll be with loads of people, though. We could just take a walk along the beach.
A walk?
Yeah. Just the two of us.
Okay.
Well, unless you don't want to.
No, I was just trying to think of things to do. Oh, no, that's cool. We'll go for a walk.
We're near entrance one by the renewable section.
I just passed.
Tell him Avenue K.
Oh, we're on Avenue K, Adam.
I see it. Oh, there you are.
Huh?
Wave.
Oh, over there, look.
Oh, I've got you.
Sing in a sec.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness for mobile phones, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, remind me to tell Pip what that guy was saying.
Huh?
about perennial grasses.
Oh, yeah. Did you buy all that?
I don't know.
Suppose it makes sense.
I mean, we'd have to pick through the facts and figures, but if it's true and we could grow grass to feed the digester...
Hi there.
Hi, Adam.
Hi.
What's that you were saying about the digester?
Oh, we were just talking to this consultant about using grass for the AD instead of crops. No fertilisers or pesticides, so it's greener.
Really?
Apparently.
And it has much, much lower inputs. And we'd actually be taking CO2 out of the air, capturing solar energy, and locking the carbon away in the soil.
Well, I'd like to see Pat argue against that.
Well, if you want, we could go back and have another chat with him.
Well, there are a couple of stands I'd really like to visit. It's just I need to be back in the food hall in an hour or so.
Okay, well, I can always go and speak to him again later.
Hey, I hear you finally put Matt out of his misery, by the way.
We sure did.
You called Annabelle on Wednesday, didn't you?
Yeah, thought we'd better not risk annoying him too much.
Well, I'm glad it's all sorted now. When I think this time last week, it didn't look as if we were going to have a digester at all.
Mm. Well, let's hope we can find out some things today that'll really get it moving.
Absolutely.
Right, come on then, let's not waste any more time. What do you want to look at first?
Come on! You can come faster than that!
No, I can't!
You know! No, keep going!
I can't carry you anymore,
oh,
I'm knackered!
No. Ed, don't put me down, Ed!
Enough!
Why, you! Right! Look at my skirt! You're going in!
No!
Yes, you are!
No, no, Fallon!
If I'm getting all wet, then so are you!
If I didn't drop you in the sea!
I don't care! You're going in!
Yeah, Fallon, get off me! Just stop it, all right?
I'm only messing around.
No, I'm sorry. I just
what?
No, nothing.
Get in the mood? Yeah, you don't seem in the mood for much these days. Not where I'm concerned.
That's not true.
Isn't it? I thought we'd come here to have a bit of fun.
Yeah, we are.
What is going on? Things haven't been the same since I got back. But you suggested we come here. I'm trying to make things work.
Well, so am I.
Then you have to let me in. Ed, please.
What?
You can't even look at me.
What do you want me to say?
I just want you to tell me what you're thinking. Are things really that different? Because I don't think I've changed.
No.
Or have I?
It's not you.
Then what is it?
Oh, come on.
Ed.
Let's just go back to town. You're right. We should be trying to have fun.
No, I want to get this sorted now.
But we're not going to do that by arguing.
No, I'm not having an argument with you. I just want to know how you feel.
Yeah, I can't tell you how I feel.
Why not?
Because...
Please, Ed!
Because I don't know. I'm just in a weird place.
Well, so how are we going to fix it?
I don't know, Em.
What? What did you just say?
I don't know how to fix this, Fallon. But come on, let's not ruin our day. Oh, Fallon, please don't. Wait, well, come back.
I'm going to sit down. Are you going to join me?
By the sound of it, it's the same for everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
I know what you mean, though, with all the red tape and bureaucracy.
Yeah, not to mention the economics changing all the time. Grain prices, for one.
Yeah, it's not easy.
You just start to wonder how anyone gets these projects off the ground.
It'll happen, though. We'll build the digester.
Hi, you two.
Oh, there you are. You weren't talking with that consultant all this time, were you?
No.
Excuse me.
It was another guy.
I'd better go and do some serving.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jerry Howard. He specialises in grass-based milk production.
Oh, right.
He's got producer groups all over the country, but he runs one in Borsetshire. Sounds like they're doing amazing things. A few are organic, but most of them are just ordinary dairy farmers like us.
Mm.
He's helped them bring their inputs right down.
Well, we don't do too badly, do we?
No, I know, but we
I mean,
could
we
do
put with... clover in the pasture, less fertiliser.
Sure.
And we've got an extended grazing regime.
But some of them, David, they're leaving the herds out all year round. I mean, you have to admit, we have taken our eye off the ball since...
Since what?
Well, look, I'm just saying, it's always worth finding out what other people are doing. One of his members is holding a farm walk a week on Sunday.
Hmm. OK, sounds interesting.
Good, I'll give him a call next week.
Yeah, all right. So what do you want to do now?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'll tell you what I could do is getting something to eat.
Yeah, it's not like we're in a rush. I'm going to be here tomorrow.
Don't remind me.
What?
No, that's unfair. It's not tomorrow I'm worried about.
David?
At least we've already seen Pip and Jonathan's act. Goodness knows what everyone will think when they see Pip's little performance on Sunday.
I really don't know what you think she's going to do, David.
After what Eddie was saying, I dread to think.
Why? What did he say?
Oh, nothing.
Tell me.
Well, I just wish she could keep to, I don't know, nice, wholesome pastimes. I mean, in my day, the young farmers was all about stock judging and the odd barn dance.
No, that's not true.
Well, why can't they just stick to doing stuff like that?
I suppose it's just difficult, you know, having you away. It's so hard to feel part of it. I mean, you were so wrapped up in the band.
But, Ed, I wasn't.
You were a bit, Fallon.
We still spoke. I texted you pretty much every day, and we saw each other.
It's still different, though.
I thought you said it didn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
You told me you were happy for me.
Yeah, and I am. I don't want you to think that I'm jealous or anything. I just think we need to get used to being together again.
I don't think that's it.
But it isn't the same for you.
We've been over this.
You went off, you had an amazing time. I suppose I'm just finding it hard to connect up again. It's not as if I want to feel this way.
I think we all know what the problem is.
Fallon.
You said it yourself.
Please. I don't know why her name
But it is Emma,
out.
Isn't it? It's all right, Ed. You don't need to find excuses.
Yeah, but nothing happened.
I know.
Have you been talking to Jazza?
Jazza said exactly the same as you did.
Oh, good. Because there's nothing going on.
And I believe you. I know you wouldn't do that to me.
Well, then.
That's not what's going on in your head, is it? And it's no use pretending. Just think of all those times I've spent listening to you wringing your heart out.
Fallon.
I know that look in your eyes.
What look?
The one that you had when you saw her and Will. It was killing you seeing them having that picnic together.
Look, I'm with you now. I couldn't care less about Will and Emma.
Yeah, you're not with me, are you? You're a million miles away.
I don't know why you're doing this.
Because I need to know. Because I need to know that you wouldn't rather be with someone else.
No.
And that I'm not second best.
Of course not.
Ed.
Please don't cry.
You're not saving my feelings by lying to me. Just be honest. If you're not sure you want to be with me, then just say, I'd rather know the truth.
Fallon,
That's my answer.
No.
It's all right.
But I love you.
And I love you too. You're all I want in the world.
Then why can't we make this work?
Because.
You can't honestly think I want to be with Emma.
You're still thinking about her though, aren't you?
Fallon, please don't.
Probably always known you'd never get free of her.
I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry too. But I can't share your heart with someone else.
I suspect that moment will still be reverberating when The Archers continues tonight at 7. The Archers was written by Tim Stimpson, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.